Hello, I'm Nemwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The two major presidential candidates are firming up their energy plans. Republican Senator John McCain is in California this afternoon, speaking on energy and the environment. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger joined McCain. The two have differing policies when it comes to offshore oil drilling, but Schwarzenegger is throwing his support behind McCain for the presidency. Protesters also made their voices heard. Many held signs and chanted against McCain's stance on offshore drilling. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Barack Obama is in Las Vegas. He's speaking on energy this afternoon before heading to California for a fundraising event. Obama is an opponent of offshore U.S. drilling. He says the benefits would not be seen for years to come. Firefighters from several states are battling at least 800 wildfires in Northern California this hour. A wildfire near Fairfield, California is about 60% contained, but it's consumed more than 4,000 acres since the weekend. So far, no homes have been destroyed in that fire, and voluntary evacuations have been lifted. A break the size of a football field in a Missouri levee is sending floodwaters over farms and homes in St. Charles. The break happened overnight along the Mississippi River, about 30 miles north of St. Louis. Several hundred residents of a nearby mobile home park were evacuated before the breach. Officials are hopeful the flooding will spare those homes, but they say the waters are still rising.
Today we're here to announce a strategy to save America's Everglades. It is as monumental as the creation of our nation's first national park, Yellowstone. This represents, if we're successful, and I believe we will be, the largest conservation purchase in the history of the state of Florida.
The price tag to help save the Everglades, around $1.7 billion. Republican Governor Charlie Crist made the announcement this morning. He says the money will go towards buying 187,000 acres of Everglades farmland for wetlands restoration. The Nature Conservancy's state director calls the deal an opportunity to completely rewrite the course of Everglades restoration. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.